from the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, open lines for you. Here's what's happening. Microsoft founder Bill Gates has broken with other Silicon Valley giants by backing the FBI in its battle with Apple over hacking into a locked iPhone as part of that investigation in the last December San Bernardino terror attack. In an interview with the Financial Times, Gates said a court order requiring Apple to help the FBI access a work phone belonging to the gunman Syed Farouk was a specific case where the government is asking for access to information. He said they are not asking for some general thing. They are asking for a particular case. However, later today, it's learned the FBI wants access to 9 other cell phones all around the country for other related issues. Another win for the Donald. According to projections, Donald Trump will win the Nevada Republican caucuses. Based on polls, it also appears that Florida Senator Marco Rubio is ahead of Texas Senator Ted Cruz in the battle for second place. That's pretty early to call. They're nip and tuck there. Dr. John Curtis has been following the primaries for us. I want to see what happens on Super Tuesday next Tuesday, John, but Trump is pulling away a little bit, isn't he?
Well, I think, George, we don't need a crystal ball right now to see what's happening here. We've been around a little while right now following these elections, and this is a repeat of the 1980 election. That's what you're witnessing right now. It's the Trump revolution right now, not the Reagan revolution, but it's a juggernaut, and it's a steamrolling right now. And there is no real, as I told you in the last, you know, the New Hampshire primary, and in certainly in South Carolina, there really is not a second place. It's a wipeout. The margin in this particular race in Nevada is in the 20% range. And what Trump has done is he's moved the entire Republican Party more towards the center, because that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And since 1996, when Roger Ailes created the Fox News Channel, and Rush Limbaugh was out on the radio basically creating this ultra-right-wing brand of conservatism, it really completely twisted and contorted the Republican Party so far to the right, it almost became unelectable in national elections. What Rent Priebus at the Republican National Committee and the entire Republican establishment should be thrilled out of their minds at this candidate that they have. You've got the charisma, you've got the media savvy, you've got the force of nature behind this candidate. Get behind this guy. He will ride this to the White House and much further beyond that, restoring, you know, American exceptionalism and trade relations and jobs and everything else that everybody wants in this country. But the party establishment, I'm not talking about just the GOP party. I'm talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about mainstream media, the New York Times, LA Times, all the biggest publications of the country have written Trump off from day one. And some of us were able to see that this magic was building momentum from the very early days. And now what you're witnessing is a complete reversal of, you know, the prevailing media elites and trends that have basically locked out somebody who is essentially a patriot, an American citizen who really wants to improve things.
Well, let me ask you this, John. He had 45%. He's projected with 45% of the caucus votes in Nevada. Now, Rubio and Cruz are very close in the 20s. If one of them were to drop out, or Carson were to drop out, or Kasich were to drop out, would they all help propel whoever that other candidate is beyond Trump?
I would say that, George, most of the votes of any candidate at this stage dropping out are going to go to Trump.
You think so? Okay.
They're going to Trump because the biggest consideration is not whether you back abortion or gay marriage. It's you want to cast your vote with a winner, and he's got winner written all over him. And it's, and you can just feel it. It's a 1980 Reagan type juggernaut happening in our midst.
Tuesday's going to be interesting. Super Tuesday, 14 Republican states up for grabs here. We'll see what happens. One last question. Can Trump beat Hillary Clinton?
George, I'm going to go. I'm going to hazard the guess right now. I think not only can he beat Hillary Clinton, it will be a landslide victory against Hillary Clinton.
All right, John. We'll check in with you next week. Here we go. The Don. The Donald. He's doing what he said he was going to do. He's winning. Chocolate maker Mars said it's recalling candy bars and another series of items in 55 countries in Europe and elsewhere after plastic was found in one of its products. The spokesperson says that the recall affects 55 countries. The Dutch Food Safety Authority out that way says in a press release that Mars, which makes Milky Way, Snickers, Celebrations, Mini Mix, and also the Mars bars, found that this could lead to choking. So be careful if any of that ends up in products in the United States. Don't want anything to happen to you. Brazil is planning to fight the Zika virus by zapping millions of male mosquitoes with gamma rays to sterilize them and stop the spread of the virus linked to thousands of birth defects. I hope that works. The biggest fireball since the Russian explosion has plunged through the atmosphere over the Atlantic Ocean. The event, which has only just come to light, occurred off the coast of Brazil back several weeks ago. 13,000 tons equivalent of TNT with that space rock. As I reported yesterday, 18,300 people have applied for positions with NASA to become astronauts. It's a record. Robert Zimmerman, our science advisor, space historian. That's kind of exciting for space. It's about time.
I would say that the stuff that's been going on with SpaceX and Blue Origin and all these private companies has really energized the world right now. I mean, you got 18,300 applications for just 14 astronaut positions, and this is at NASA. These astronauts won't fly for decades because they're not the private companies building the actual ships. It's interesting, George. Last year, 2015, venture capitalists invested twice as much money as they had in space in the previous 15 years. They invested almost $2 billion last year alone, and in the 15 years previously, they only put in a little less than a billion. That just tells you people would be space happy right now, and the future is
it's about time.
And it's really very exciting.
I love it. Robert Zimmerman, his website, of course, is behindtheblack.com. A story that we broke last week, Forest Grove, Oregon. People are still freaked out by a mysterious nocturnal noise. Maybe somebody's playing a game, who knows, but it has terrified residents in Forest Grove, Oregon. It is a shrill nocturnal noise, startles people, wakes them up. It's a quiet town, but man, they can't get any sleep. It's driving pets crazy. It's pretty freaky. Really is. People just don't know where it's coming from. In a moment, CriticalHealthNews.com presents Ben Fuchs. Pharmacist Ben joins us. There's his toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Pharmacist Ben, part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team. He's one of our sponsors and one of our partners, and he's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben, of course, is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medication for years. He's part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team, of course, which are partners with us and sponsors as well. They've done a great job giving people vital information and materials to help their health. And Ben, it's good to have you back.
Thank you, George. Good to talk to you again.
I have gotten so many emails about your appearance. It's unbelievable. I mean, people wanting to know about rheumatoid arthritis, about palpitations, about so many things, but it doesn't end. Do you think that people are starting to become more aware of their own health needs?
Absolutely, 100%, George. The medical model has failed us on so many levels, and it's becoming obvious to the most casual observer that doctors don't have solutions. I'm just reading today's Time magazine on the cover. They had an article. They have a cover story, the Alzheimer's pill, and they're talking about giving people a vaccine for Alzheimer's disease, medication for Alzheimer's disease. But in this article itself, which touts the medical model's strategies for dealing with AD, they say, we can't move to success with people. We cannot cure Alzheimer's disease. Now, This is just one example of the failure of the model when it comes to healing degenerative diseases. But the good news is that we don't need medicine for any of this stuff. The nature of degeneration is in our hands as patients and as individuals. The nature of degeneration is simply the body falling apart. And common sense tells you that if the body is falling apart, it's not a drug issue. It's not a surgical issue. It's not a radiation issue. All the tools of the medical model that we've been taught to deify can't help with rotting flesh, basically. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about disease. But the good news is by taking care of our, by making better choices, taking care of our food choices, using nutritional supplementation, exercising the body, moving the body, practicing deep breathing, using emotional and mental strategies, incorporating spiritual strategies into your life, every single degenerative disease can begin to reverse, and depending on how much time you have, can completely reverse, because it's in the nature of the body to heal. It's in the nature of the body to renew. This is how the body works. This is how the life force works. It happens in plants. You cut a leaf off a plant, and what happens? It grows back. In fact, interestingly, when you trim leaves off of a tree, the leaves grow back bushier.
That's right.
Right? The bone grows back stronger at the point of the break. So not only is it in the body's nature to heal, it's in the body's nature to heal stronger and better. And all we have to do, if we're really serious about reversing degenerative disease, is learn how to access the built-in healing system that is in every living being.
This mechanism to heal, did God put it there?
Yeah.
How did it get there?
You could call it the divine force. You could call it God. We get into semantics, and they're just really words, but it's a spiritual force. Indeed, it is built into the body. Human beings cannot duplicate it, but we don't need to duplicate it. Humans are obsessed with trying to imitate God, and it goes back to the days of the Tower of Babel in the Bible. We're obsessed with trying to play God, but we don't need to play God. We have been given this abundance on the planet. We've been given this amazing human body that is so capable of so many different things. We've been given a brain that has more connections than there are stars in the universe. We have an ability to process information at an astounding, incomprehensible rate. Trillions of bits of information per second can be processed by the human brain. We don't need to duplicate God. We can simply tap into the gift that we've been given. And when it comes to health and healing, all you got to do is see what happens when you cut your finger. I mean, the complicated mechanisms that take place to heal a cut are, we, with all our miracle technology, we can't do it. Every time somebody tells me they're an atheist, you know what I think to myself? I think to myself, go into this room, Mr. Atheist, and make me a cell. Make me a flea. I mean, make a little bacteria.
Yeah.
You know how the complexity that's behind the simplest little organisms, the most microscopic little organisms, beggars belief. And if we just think about it and contemplated it for seconds, we would just sit in slack-jawed amazement at the complexity and the complicated nature behind what we call the life force.
Well, and if you think that just that, the creation of life was an accident, a fluke of molecules and atoms and things shooting around the universe,
right,
you got another thing coming.
Right.
I mean, there's too much organization here.
It's beyond belief, George. It is, as you would say. You know,
that's right.
It's beyond belief. It's astounding. And so what we want to learn to do is honor the system. When you cut a gallbladder out because somebody has some gallbladder pain, or cut a uterus out because cells are growing incorrectly, or hack off a woman's breast because they're cysts, that's not honoring the life force. That's blasphemy, the way I look at it. And it's not necessary, and it doesn't do anybody any good. And we have these wonderful strategies at our disposal today, from nutritional supplementation to exercise programs to dietary and food strategies that we can use. There's so many tools that we have at our disposal that don't have anything to do with the medical model. But unfortunately, George, pharmaceutical and medical and corporate interests are in place to such an extent that we've been hoodwinked. We've been bamboozled. We're hypnotized into believing that we're powerless. We are suffering from something called, psychiatrists and psychologists call, learned helplessness, where we learn to be helpless. We learn to depend on outside authorities. And what I've been going around talking about for the last 30 years, and what Dr. Wallach's been talking about for the last 30 years.
Oh, man, he's something else, isn't he?
He's another of the folks out there that are teaching people to honor the human body, the God-given ability that we have to heal. And that's what we have to turn to. When it comes to our sickness and our disease, we have to turn to our own bodies to heal. You know, our bodies fight cancer. You know, our bodies literally have enzymes in them that snip out cancer tumors better than any chemotherapy could ever, with better results than any chemotherapy could ever achieve. But we have to learn to tap into these things. And that's what this is all about.
Well, major story last week about the use of stem cells for cancer victims, leukemia cases, who were, you know, these folks were gone. They were going to be history.
And they put their own stem cells back in.
Yeah, and about 90% of them went into remission.
How do you like that? You know,
unbelievable.
Do you know that if you take a cell, and you take the inside part of the cell, it's called the cytoplasm, the inner part of the cell, and you put it in a cancer cell, that cytoplasm will kill the cancer cell. There are substances inside a cell that kill cancer. The natural chemotherapy is contained inside a normal cell. So under conditions of good food, good oxygen, plenty of nutrition, peace, lots of rest, the body knows how to heal itself. In fact, I call it NORM, N-O-R-M. This is what I call the fourfold square of health, and it's all you need to know to stay healthy. There's actually a video of it posted on criticalhealthnews.com. Nutriate, oxygenate, rest, and move. And those are the four aspects of health, and they all of physical health, not counting the spiritual, mental, and emotional dimensions, which absolutely are fundamental. But from a physical perspective, if you give the body the nutrition it needs, if you give the body the oxygen it needs, if you rest the body and relax the body, and you move the body to improve detoxification and delivery of nutrients, the body will do the rest. The body is our best friend in the world, and it doesn't ask much. Just good food, oxygen, movement, it needs to have resistance, and lots of long, luscious, delicious rest. You know, we have a culture where we think that rest and relaxation are lazy and we're indulgent if we rest and we relax. Well, as it turns out, rest and relaxation are the best medicine there is, and it doesn't cost you anything. And everybody knows it intuitively. We all feel better when we take a hot bath. We all feel better when we, after a good nap or if we have a good night's sleep. The rest response, the relaxation response is just as critical as the nutrition and oxygenation and movement. And it's not that complicated, George. It's very, very simple. And it's, to me, as a healthcare professional who's seeing the sick people, who's seeing dying people, who's seeing people whose bodies are falling apart, who's seeing people who have been let down by the medical model, I can't even begin to describe how sad it makes me, how tragic it is, especially when it's little children, by the way.
Oh, I know. That hurts. It really does. We're with Pharmacist Ben, criticalhealthnews.com, phone number 855-949-RADIO. There are people there to help you. They're not doctors on the other end of the line, but they do give a lot of good advice, Ben.
There are people who know a lot about the longevity process, there are people who know a lot about nutrition, and there are people who know a lot about health, and they're not medical doctors. That's true.
I get more emails from people since we've been doing this with you and Doc Wallach. It's absolutely unbelievable that we're helping so many people, and it really is remarkable. I mean, when you read these emails that I get from people who are saying, you know, I look forward to this every month, and
it's inspirational.
You know, and I spend two half nights a month with you and Doc Wallach talking about these issues because it's important.
Yes.
And if we can help one person, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
And we're helping more than that.
It inspires people. There's nothing sadder than to see somebody who's sick and doesn't know what to do. They go to doctor after doctor after doctor. They take pill after pill after pill, and they don't get better. It is
frustrating
to see. So when we can inspire people with this message that's so easy to understand, it's not complicated really, George. When I do my talks, one of the first things I say is, you don't have to understand science. You don't have to understand medicine. You simply have to apply some common sense to this thing. And while it may be simple, it isn't necessarily easy to break habits that we've had for 40 or 50 years, to change eating behaviors that we've had since we were children. It's not necessarily easy to deal with stress issues that are in our lives, emotional stresses and mental stresses. We've created a world.
Hold on for a second, Ben. We're at the break already. Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to do something we always do when Ben and Doc Wallach are on, start the calls early. So if you have a question about yourself, check in with us. Welcome back. Pharmacist Ben with us from criticalhealthnews.com, our partners, our sponsors. How do you like partnering up with us, Ben?
George, I've been listening to you for decades, 20 years almost. I can't even believe I'm talking to you.
You're a good guy. When you got into this, did you really expect that you would be talking to people about supplementation and things to help their body?
When I got into pharmacy?
Yeah.
No, I never did. I bought it hook, line, and sinker until I started to, one of the first things we studied in pharmacy school was toxicology, which is the study of poison. And what we studied was the nature of pharmaceuticals as poisons. And simultaneously, at the same time as we were studying that, we were also studying the nature of disease as nutritional deficiencies. So on the one hand, we're studying how drugs work to poison the body and how you control that poison, which means controlling side effects. And on the other hand, we're learning that diseases are based on nutritional deficiencies. And I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but it dawned on me, why are we using toxic poisons instead of using the nutrients that are the cause of the disease, the deficiencies that are causing the diseases in the first place? And then when I got out in the world of pharmacy and I started to see the same people coming in over and over again for prescription medicine, and the medicines having to be changed all the time, the doses having to be increased all the time, and nobody was getting better, I started to recommend the supplements whose deficiencies were causing the problems in the first place, and people would get better. And not only would they get better, George, but they'd have other markers of health that would improve as well. So they'd take essential fatty acids for their blood pressure, and their skin would get better. Or they would take vitamin C for their cold, and their blood pressure would drop. Or they would take magnesium for their fibromyalgia, and their blood sugar would improve. So not only were the nutritional supplements improving the symptoms that they're having problems with, but other health markers were improving. So I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but it wasn't very long before I realized that the problem we were having was nutritional deficiencies, not medication deficiencies.
What's interesting, too, is this network of criticalhealthnews.com people is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It works, George. It works. It's as simple as that. You know, Doc has been going around preaching this stuff for now 25, 30, 40 years, and everywhere he goes, audiences and crowds get, like you say, get bigger and bigger and bigger. The response gets more positive and more positive and more positive because it works. And I'm talking about eczema reversing. I'm talking about blood pressure dropping. I'm talking about pounds coming off. This isn't quackery. This isn't magic. This isn't something, some kind of special patented formulation. It's simple, plain old nutrition, the mighty 90 essential nutrients. We say the word essential, right? And you hear it all the time, essential fatty acids, essential amino acids. What this means, George, is it's like air. Vitamins and minerals, amino acids and fatty acids are like air. Except the problem is, George, the body is so beautiful and so forgiving that it can make do with a scant amount of nutrients. This is what they call the recommended daily allowance, or what I call the ridiculous deficiency allowance. Because what it does is it keeps us ridiculously deprived of maximum health. It allows us to get by without getting scurvy, but we don't get enough vitamin C to have a powerful heart and vascular system. It allows us to get by without some kind of horrible deficiency dermatitis, but it doesn't give us enough essential fatty acids to run our brain. We get by on small amounts of nutrients, so we think that's all we need, and we set the bar so low on our health that we don't realize there's so much more health to be had. And so while we get enough we get microscopic enough nutrients, we get a microscopic amount of nutrients to prevent deficiency diseases, we don't get enough to be optimally healthy. And so we make it to age 65 or 70 or 75, and we just think aches and pains are normal. We think dry skin is normal. We think being forgetful as we get older is normal. We don't realize that it's not. You know, I was watching a video today of Dick Van Dyke, right?
Yeah.
90
yeah.
years old. He was tap dancing.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
And he doesn't look 90.
No, and he doesn't look 90. He looks 70. He looks 20 years younger.
I mean, if I'm going to have energy at 90, I don't want to look 90.
That's true. That's a good point. You know, but the idea is here is the body is capable of so much, and we're setting the bar so low. It's tragic. It's heartbreaking.
We're going to take some phone calls this hour and all of next hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs before I go into open lines. Let's go to Tom in Wisconsin to get things going. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I just had a question. I've been searching for energy since I've been 15 years old. I'm 45 now, and it's almost impossible for me to get out of bed.
Well,
like any time before noon, I'm just running out of ideas. I quit the smoking, didn't feel any better. I worked out, I felt great. Right when I was done, go to shower, right out of the shower, I had to go to bed.
Wow.
Well, there's lots of, you know, having low energy is kind of a generalized symptom, so there's lots of different strategies for you. And I'm not going to talk about the mental and emotional issues because those are definitely involved.
What about apnea?
What's it? Breathing, oxygen.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to tell you, making sure you're oxygenated, low levels of oxygen can definitely cause problems with fatigue and lethargy. And in terms of nutrients, there's a couple of strategies. One of the most important reasons why we feel tired is because of low blood sugar. And one of the reasons we have low blood sugar is because we start off with high blood sugar. The body has a compensatory mechanism for pulling sugar out of the blood, and that can result in drops in sugar and drops in energy. So keeping your blood sugar stable is one of the most important energizing strategies. In addition to making sure you don't eat a lot of sugar, that's obviously a great way to keep your blood sugar stable. There's also great nutrients for keeping your blood sugar stable. The B vitamins are the king of blood sugar stabilizing nutrients. And interestingly, the nutrients that help us process sugar are water soluble, and that means they're eliminated out of the body regularly and efficiently. And many people become deficient in these nutrients that help us handle sugar. So making sure you've got a constant stream of sugar metabolizing, sugar processing nutrients is very important for keeping your blood sugar stable. The B vitamins, the electrolytes, potassium and magnesium in particular, and then also two very important minerals that Dr. Walk talks about a lot, chromium and vanadium,
yeah,
in addition to selenium, very important for keeping the blood sugar stable. You can find all of these at criticalhealthnews.com, by the way.
That's what's so great about that. You really make it accessible and easy for people to look at some of their own maladies and situations and try to at least help themselves.
And ways to treat them. You said the key word, themselves. That's what it's all about. It's about doing this yourself, not needing any outside authorities necessarily, except perhaps for a little bit of guidance. All of this is accessible at criticalhealthnews.com. It's also very easy. The products are all lined up very easily, and they're on systems as well.
MZ, who owns a station that I'm on, and KSCO in Santa Cruz,
yes,
got me turned on to Pollen Burst.
Oh, yes.
And it's amazing for energy. Maybe that's what Tom needs.
The Pollen Burst is another one. That's a great idea, George. Good job.
Kitty in San Diego. Hello, Kitty. Welcome to the program.
Hello. So glad to talk to you. I'm calling in regards to my daughter. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. My daughter is 41 years old. 4 months ago, she was diagnosed with endometriosis.
Yeah.
She's never had a child, as far as and she's not terribly overweight. And so I was wondering if there's anything you could suggest.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I've gotten several emails on that. I don't know. Kitty, did you send me an email on that?
Yes,
or you,
I did.
Okay.
So
great. So you beat me to the punch. Go ahead.
Yes. Endometriosis is a condition where the endometrial lining, the lining on the womb just overgrows. Very painful condition, very miserable condition.
Yes.
Couple things. Two words, actually, that you want to think about. Everybody out there is dealing with endometriosis, or really any female reproductive issue. The first word is estrogen, and the second word is insulin. Estrogen is usually associated with problems digesting fats and processing fats. So you want to work with your digestive system, especially around fats and fatty foods. using digestive enzymes, using probiotics. You know, we hear this term probiotics all the time in our culture, but 20 years ago, nobody knew what probiotics are. Today, you hear Jamie Lee Curtis and celebrities talking about probiotics. And you notice how you talk, people are talking a lot about bowel movements on television, I notice.
It's like, I don't. But
it's become part of the vernacular almost. But anyway, probiotics, good bacteria, are very important for helping the body process fats. And anytime you have a fat processing issue or an estrogen issue, you want to start thinking about fermented food and taking probiotic supplements, restoring the environment, the health of the environment of the digestive.
Doc Wallach told me he's got a chocolate probiotic.
Yes.
I never heard of that before.
Yes. You can put probiotics in chocolate. It's delicious and it's a great
Well, chocolate's good for you anyway,
well,
isn't
chocolate's
it?
Chocolate's got some medicinal value, although we don't really like chocolate so much. We like Coke. We like chocolate, but we don't necessarily like cocoa. There's a difference between cocoa and
now,
chocolate.
You aren't that opposed to mainstream medicine as Doc Wallach is. Is that pretty accurate?
You know, I got my problems with mainstream medicine. I believe that there are certain times when you need an acute remedy, such as an emergency of some kind of biochemical crisis that your body may be going through, sepsis or what they call hypertensive crisis, or if you have a mechanical injury, trauma, you get hit by a car. There's places for it. But in long terms of long-term progressive diseases that never get better, where you just kind of go down this vicious downward spiral of breakdown, that's not the role for medicine. Medicine should not be intervening in chronic day-to-day issues, in my opinion, and it can't do anything. Admittedly, they'll admit it. The doctors will tell you there's no cure. They consider healing to be in the realm of cures. I consider healing to be in the realm of reversal, and this is a whole different perspective. Cure implies some kind of magical remedy. It's like the old wizard mixing something up and giving you something that automatically cures you. That's a completely different ballgame. That's in the realm of magical thinking. What I'm thinking about, what I'm referring to, is reversing degenerative disease. It's like everything in biology and in chemistry goes in two directions. I don't know if you remember your high school chemistry, but whenever you see chemical reactions, they've got two arrows. An arrow going to the right and an arrow going to the left. And this is always, and all chemical reactions are going one way and they're going the other way simultaneously. And so the trick to taking care of the disease state is to reverse the direction of the arrow. It has nothing to do with a magical cure. It's simply reversal. And the good news is that it's in the body's nature to do this. If you drive the reaction in the direction of breakdown, the body will break down. If you drive it in the direction of buildup, the body will repair itself. And you drive it to the direction of buildup with the fourfold square of health: nutrition, oxygen, rest, and movement.
See, I love using mainstream medicine coupled with natural supplementation where you do your own thing. And that's where I think the late Steven Jobs fell short. You know, when he had his...
He went the mainstream route.
He went the natural route.
Oh, he went the natural route. He
went all natural, and it was too late.
He went vegan and that kind of thing?
Yep, yep. I would have, you know, asked for stem cells.
Yeah.
I would have gotten bombarded while I was doing natural things. I would not have stopped natural at all, but he completely didn't go into that arena, and then it was too late.
You know, throughout history, one of the tried and true treatments for cancer and today for improving chemotherapy is fasting, not even eating. You know, how would that even work when you think about it? How would fasting tell the body to heal?
Yeah.
How would fasting help the body access healing mechanisms? Well, it turns out that when we fast, when we don't eat, the body senses that there's a problem and upregulates healing systems. It upregulates healing chemicals under conditions of deprivation, under conditions of caloric deprivation, not nutrient deprivation, but calorie deprivation. And these are all the mechanisms that are built into the system. And this is why I have a problem with the mainstream medical model, is it preaches we're going to get you better. And like you were saying, there's some strategies like stem cells and those kinds of things that exploit or leverage things that are already in the body. But the pharmacomedical model of using drugs to treat the body, it says we're smarter than you. And that's where I have a problem. When the pharmacomedical model says our science is smarter than, if you will, God's science, that's where I have a problem with the medical model.
Our friend, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's a phone number to call, not to get on the show, but for help, 1-855-949-7234. What has been for you, Ben, the most satisfying thing you've done since you've been part of Critical Health News?
Oh, George, I can't even begin to tell you the satisfaction I get from helping people. It's the most beautiful, beautiful experience to have people call and say, I followed your advice, my eczema got better. I followed your advice, my cancer, my tumor is shrinking. I followed your advice, I'm off my blood pressure medicines. I'm off all my meds. And these are things I don't hear once a week, twice a week, three times a week. I hear them dozens of times a week. I hear them hundreds of times a month. We get all kinds of letters. And, George, the gratification, the satisfaction that we get from helping in general is an amazing thing. We're built to help. The human species wants to help other people. And I tell this story all the time, how when you're going to ask somebody for directions, or you're going to give somebody comes to you for directions, it's like you can't wait to give them directions. Have you ever experienced this?
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes...
Of course, I never ask for directions.
Well, I do ask for directions sometimes. But sometimes I'll notice when I'm standing next to somebody and they ask the person next to me for directions, I want to be asked.
Well, you know, with smartphones and everything, you really don't need to ask for directions,
right? Well, that's not
right?
necessarily a good thing sometimes. We feel disconnected. Maybe the human beings are becoming disconnected through our smartphones. And that's,
well,
you know, that's another interesting aspect of our technological society, is how technology is separating us and not necessarily bringing us together. On the other hand, it does bring us together in a lot of ways, too. So it's kind of a mixed bag. But the point is that helping people is what it's all about. When you go to bed at night, if you've helped somebody, if you made a positive difference in somebody's life, you can sleep good. You can look in the mirror. You can be happy with yourself, and you can be satisfied. And at the end of the day, when we're gone, it's not going to be our money that's important. It's not going to be, you know, our houses that are important, our material possessions that are important. It's going to be our legacy, what we left to people,
yep,
the difference we made in people's lives,
and how you helped people.
Yes.
Let's go to Austin, Texas. Kim's with us. Kim, good evening to you.
Good evening, George and Ben.
Hey, Kim.
Good to have you with us, Kim. Go ahead.
That I don't know whether to go down my list of medical conditions. I have had chronic fatigue syndrome for 30-plus years.
Oh, my God.
My aortic encephalomyelitis, they've changed the name. Maybe that's better.
But, well, you got both of those things, and probably the other things you're going to say, have one thing in common. You know, in science, there's this idea called complexity theory. Complexity theory says underneath all complex phenomena, there are simple, basic building blocks. And the disease process and how the body falls apart can be very complex. You can have a long list of diagnoses and symptomologies.
Yeah.
But underneath it all, you will find very simple building blocks. In fact, underneath all chronic degenerative disease, you will find one simple building block, just one. I call it dirty blood. And this is the underlying cause of every single long-term degenerative disease process, which tells you that if you want to prevent and you want to reverse disease, all you got to do is figure out how to clean the blood. Now, the blood gets dirty primarily through the digestive system, and that involves food particles, literally food particles that leak into the blood. It involves components that are found in plants. You know, we think that plants are biologically inert and benign and gentle, and we can all eat as much vegetable material as we want, and we'll be fine. That's not true. There are components that plants make called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, lectins, and the most famous one is called gluten, which most people have heard of these days. And you can have these horrible reactions to lectins and glutens that get into the blood that initiate a dirty blood response.
Hold on, Ben. I'm going to have you finish up with Kim's situation when we come back, and the rest of the calls on Coast to Coast AM. We're with pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com.